We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sports Detention Podcast, Magic Round, Day 2. Potty, how we going, mate?
Good, mate. Good, mate. Day 3, in fact.
Day three. Oh, gee, I'm losing track of the days.
It's been that good. It's been that magic, hasn't it?
I've been stuck in the magic time warp of rugby league.
Yep. How good's it been? Yesterday, what a cracking day for the football.
Very, very good, mate. We're a bit light on today.
Yep.
The listeners will realise that we are a bit light on. We've lost two comrades.
Yep.
Big debut for Marty and Hicksy on the Sports Attention Podcast, followed by a big day at the Rugby League.
Yeah, took its toll.
They've left us.
Yeah, they've left us.
The Magic Weekend has chewed them up and spat them out. But they went hard.
They did. Yeah. Seasoned veterans like ourselves knew that, the call to get the Sports Attention out this morning was just too great.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, the boys had a good day. I had a good day.
I had a cracking day. Yeah. I had an absolute ripper day. And thanks to Marty and Hicksy for jumping on with us yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
That was absolute ripper.
Obviously. And it was rugby league fever yesterday. As soon as we hit Caxton Street, it was like you're on a different planet. Planet Rugby League. It was brilliant.
Can I say that? The NRL, Queensland government, they've done it really well.
Oh, they've nailed it.
Yep.
Absolutely nailed it. We'll be back.
Yeah, it was absolutely ripping. I thought the crowd behaviour was really, really good.
Yeah, that was probably one of the biggest take-homes for me, because obviously we'll discussing it before we sort of headed out yesterday. I was like, oh, it's going to be carnage today, boys.
Yeah.
You know, but it was...
Yeah. Unless there's things on social media I haven't seen yet, and it was an absolute...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing that I saw. One person get escorted out, and that was down on the lower tier, and there was nothing that seemed malicious about him getting escorted out. He probably just had enough.
Yep.
But obviously a great event, and yesterday obviously being the Saturday was the big day.
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of getting in there and ripping in, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. Looking forward to today, mate. You got anything on your eye? Obviously, the Mighty Eels are playing.
Yeah, obviously, the Mighty Eels there. I'm a bit nervous about them at the moment. We're just drawing the bad headlines at the moment. Obviously, Mitchell Moses' return has been put back, and that's return date, and Gutho's still out. But if you want to be a bit less negative and think about Blaze Taualangi playing fullback for a second week in a row, well, that's going to be really good. Looking forward to seeing that.
Yep.
And Dejan Asti makes his return to the halves, so Ethan Sanders steps aside, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it's obviously our day today, because the mighty Penny Panthers are versus
the Wars
in the first game.
Wars are on struggle street. A lot of players out, but the Panthers have had their share of injuries as well.
It concerns me, obviously, with Nathan Cleary out. I believe Taylor May out. Stood down.
Yep.
Stood down over the issue that has obviously been broadcast in the media this weekend in relation to charges being laid. So we're not really going to dive into that here.
No, we'll let that play out.
We'll probably speak about it during the week on the podcast.
Won't be playing today.
No. So, it's an opportunity there for the Warriors to put in a good performance. They need to turn their form around, and that's what concerns me as a Penrith fan.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys busted a three-game losing streak last night. I think for Parramatta and for the Wars today, that's what it's about. It doesn't really matter if it's a return to form. It's just about somehow finding a way to get a W against the odds.
Yep. And obviously the final game is going to be the Tigers and the Dolphins. Mm. So, do you think there's any reason they left those two teams to the last game on Magic Weekend?
Well, I'm sure some will say they've kept the local team till last, so that for any fans that are travelling, that they can head off a little bit earlier.
Well, I'd be saying yes. There's a good chance that most of the Qantas flights are heading out at about 5:30 to 6:30.
Yep.
And there won't be as many sticking around for that one.
I'm imagining that as well. But if you were someone who was wanting to stick around, or a local, that could be a hell of a game.
Absolutely. I think it's going to turn it on. I talk about the fight nights, the UFC fight nights.
Yep.
It's always the ones you don't expect to turn into being the rippers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Benji and Benji up against Wayne.
That'd be interesting.
One, isn't it? So.
Yeah. But obviously going back to yesterday and wrapping day two of Magic Weekend, we've put together a bit of a clip. for the listeners, just to see what we got up to. You keen on hearing it, mate?
Yeah, mate.
All right, so we'll leave you with a clip of the highlights of day two.
Rightio, we've made it here. We're at the Caxton. It's been a good solid start. Potty, what do you reckon? What's the vibe like down on Caxton Street?
Oh, it's party atmosphere here, mate. Everyone is pumped. The joint in the Caxton Hotel is absolutely shockers. Shockers.
Yeah, you and some would say standing room only, but I think people are struggling to stand at the moment. It is electric.
Mate, it is absolutely electric. There's less room in here than there was in the toilet now, hostel.
Oh, mate. So stick with us. We're going to keep reporting through the day, but the Caxton is absolutely on fire. How good is this? Rightio, boys, what do we think about the Caxton? Is it on fire?
It is crowded. It's crowded.
I don't like crowds.
So far, so good. The vibe is intense.
You scored yourself a hat, mate.
I have. Caxton hat. Genuine Caxton hat. Corduroy.
Oh, bring it back.
Have you ever seen the rain? I want to know. Have you ever
seen the rain?
Coming down
the
sunny day.
Rightio, we've just got out of the Caxton Street. Gee, wasn't there an atmosphere in there? Heading down the stadium now, filtering wind with the rest of the punters. But yeah, a wonderful start. Rightio, so we couldn't help ourselves. We're stopped here at the pass the ball competition. Potty, how are we looking on the pass the ball competition?
We've just seen somebody win a Titans jersey, and he actually took it, so it was interesting.
Yeah. So you're suggesting you should have given it back?
I think so.
What have we just collected, mate?
I just collected a signed Titans jersey, but I believe I missed the first one, so it was a little bit dodgy.
Oh, a bit of skullduggery in that one, mate. So, news just coming through, Bradman Best, the hammy, no good. And, I mean, suspicions are that I'd say most of the multis in the punters club are no good as well. Big news, Bradman Best, out. Rightio, game one, day two is done. The Newcastle Knights have held on against the Titans. Potty, what are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, I think the Titans really struggled without their spine. Kieran Foran obviously going down last week. They had Sammy Verrills in the halves, I think. And I think they struggled to put a bit of polish on the game after being up by 14 points. So, yeah.
Yeah, they went well. Like, I mean, it was a decent contest. Obviously, everyone was fuming when Bradman Best went down with the hammy because there was multis plummeting. But Sportsbet, the good chaps, they've come in with the void bet, so we haven't gone home empty-handed.
Yeah, thank you, Sportsbet. We appreciate that. The real shock of the game was Leo Thompson not getting over the stripe. I mean, I think all good punters had him in there every time, any time dry scorer. Him or Daniel Saifidi, of course, but yeah, anyway.
Ixie, what do you think about the controversial no try for the Titans, Brian Kelly? What are your thoughts?
Well, I tipped Newcastle, so I couldn't care less about that. I just want to say, who's Kalen Ponga? Because this David Armstrong is on fire. Where are we going to play Kalen Ponga when he comes back? Possibly 5'8"? Jack Cock and a half, I don't know.
Maybe Kalen, I mean, he can still play in the front line. His support play is second to none. We know that in the cubicles, he has been the best possible support a man could ask for.
He certainly has. He's not a well man. He's not a well man. I mean, not a well Kurt man anyway, so.
But anyway, that's game one down. Obviously, the crowd's building. It's going to be a big match. Roosters versus the Sharks coming up. So, yeah, good start, but not with our controversy. So here we go. Rightio, game two down. The Sharks have held on in a... It's an absolute cracker of a game. 38-30 against the Chooks. What do you reckon, Potty?
Yeah, it was a belter. It was an absolute ripping game. Plenty of points, but I couldn't criticise the defence. I actually thought the defence was really good. But the attack was just absolutely outstanding. Probably a couple of lapses. Soft try to Talakai there in the first half. But besides that, I thought the defence was actually really quite good. Look, you know, I've been bagging the Sharks all year, telling them we don't know where they really are because they've had a soft draw. And I don't step away from that. They have had a soft draw and they always get a soft draw. But the more they get in the year, they've beaten the Chookies. They are really looking like the real deal. You've got to say it. I got to give them credit. Fitzy has put it on.
Yeah, I agree, mate.
I agree. Hicksy, the Sharks, mate, are they the real deal?
I think they're getting back to those days of Wade Graham and Paul Gallen just grinding teams out. Although it was a high-scoring game, it's they'll get you in the end.
Yeah. Fair call. Look, I didn't think the Chooks were bad. They probably weren't as clinical, but Cronulla get another one and they stay top of the tier at the moment.
Rightio, full time in our third and final game of the day, day two, Cowboys 28, Rabbitohs 22. Marty, what do we think?
That was not the play. They had a chance to win it. They should have spread it left to AJ and he would have went over.
Is there any reason you may have had a preference on AJ scoring?
A little bit of a Ladbrokes bet going on, but that was definitely not the play to put a little grubber in.
It was not the play. I think we can all agree on that. Potty, what do you reckon of the last game, mate? It was a pretty good contest, but not the outcome we're after.
Great contest, mate. Not the outcome we were after, but... You know, it was a hell of a contest, and I think South Sydney are just in that position. They're a sort of club that can't get himself over the line at the moment. You know, when you're in a bit of a rut, you can't. You know, they're missing their managers out there. Lachlan Ilias, mate, you predicted him early in the year to have a great season, and well, things have gone to the shit there. But it wasn't so much about the talent that was out there tonight. It was just about pulling the right string at the right time, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly, and they didn't. That grubber at the end, it was not the play, but, yeah, it is what it is. Souths go down to the Cowboys. Hicksy, what do we reckon, mate? Cowboys, Souths.
Yeah, I tipped Cowboys, but full credit to the boys. I feel like they had a really strong game and a really strong... feel like a blizzard came through in the second half. I don't know if it was a blizzard or El Nino or if it was a crop dusting, but... It got the Cowboys out of the line anyway.
Yeah. Well, mate, just a reminder, you didn't actually play, so you don't have to give full credit to the boys. But anyway, good game.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do us for day three. The Cowboys take out the match over the Rabbitohs, 28-22. And we will be back for some more tomorrow. Time for a kebab, lads.
Well, Potty, that was the adventures of yesterday, babe. What do you think?
Yeah, it was a great day. Had a lot of fun. For everyone wondering out there, the kebab was a real highlight.
Yeah, the kebab was great.
By the time I got a kebab, I was just beautiful.
Mm. The kebab shop, I mean, it was... You were rolling the dice when we got in there because you didn't know what was going to come out.
No.
It wasn't in the best state.
No. It looked like a bit of wear and tear. Mm. But absolutely hit the spot and... I'm looking forward to another great day of footy today. It really was three cracking games yesterday, three really good contests, and
it was a great day as well. As you can see, and the listeners would be aware, is that I mean the words started getting a little more difficult as the recording went on, and obviously getting to the point there at the end where Hicksy thought he was actually playing.
He did.
He's doing a after-match interview with Yvonne Sampson or someone like that. But, anyway, it was, a lot of fun.
If everyone was wondering why we were all a little bit flat at the end, though, it was because we all missed out on our multi by legs.
Yeah, it was only one leg and we all had some cash riding on it. Yep. But, anyway, we went to the casino after that and things looked up a little bit for us, which was nice. In terms of the football, looking at today... I'm pretty excited to see the mighty Penny Panthers come out and play. I know, obviously, yourself, you're a bit apprehensive about Parramatta's chances, but it'll be great to see the Eels take the field, mate, in the skin.
Yep, oh, definitely. I'm a bit apprehensive because of the last time I saw them at Magic Round, which I think I mentioned the other day. So, yeah, won't go into that again.
No. You know, I think that'll wrap us up for today. That's the wrap on day two, and we'll be back tomorrow with the Sports Detention podcast and a bit of a wrap on day three.
Happy days.
Yeah. And as you could hear from the recordings too, I lost my track of days yesterday as well. Yep. So I've lost it. I've called today day two and I called yesterday day three. I was in a tumble dryer.
We're all good.
Very good. Well, thank you for sticking with us here on the Sports Detention, checking in on day two and the review. We'll be back with some more tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we say not good night. We just say good afternoon, Australia.